Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. A year-long tribute to trailblazing artist Dorothy Gillespie continues. The centennial celebration actually kicked off in June, and now a traveling retrospective of her work is on exhibit in and on the Wilma W. Daniels Gallery. In a career spanning more than 70 years, Dorothy Gillespie became known for creating large and colorful abstract metal sculptures and making waves of other sorts as well. Joining me to talk about her legacy is her son, Gary Gillespie Israel, and her good friend, Francis Hawk, who coordinated the local celebration. Gary, let's talk a little about her early art education.
Right after high school, her parents wanted her to go to an all-girls school in Radford, Virginia, and study to be an art teacher. She wanted to be an artist. And back in the 30s, for a female to be an artist, how do you make a living? And she decided she was going to go to art school, and she went to the Baltimore art school. It's called the Maryland Institute College of Art. Became this artist, mother, a nightclub owner, hostess in a nightclub. She did it all, and she was in her 20s.
Gary says by the time he was 4 years old, the family had lived in New York, South America, and Florida, leading him to an early realization that his mother was her own person.
That's my first remembrance of my mother and how different she was from other mothers. She was traveling, she was painting, she was on TV, she was in the newspapers. My friends' mothers were baking brownies. This is back in the early 50s, so it was a different. My mother used her maiden name. She was out there fighting the fight, you know, picketing museums and always supporting young other artists. One of the big things she would do is trade with other artists, buy other artists' work, because back then in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, women weren't getting shows. Women weren't being sold in galleries. So she always felt that you had to support one another.
What's the Wilmington connection?
She was so close to Tony Reifenbach was her assistant. And he has some great stories. I'm sure you've heard about his stories. He knows where all the skeletons are buried with my mother. And I remember, of course, seeing him at the studio in New York City. And so they go back a long way. So there's a lot of connections with Wilmington.
Frances Hawk also has fond memories of her friendship with Dorothy that began in the 1970s.
We enjoyed each other here in Wilmington, and also I would see her in New York. I had a design business, and I would go to New York on business and would always get in touch with her, and we would just do fun things together in New York.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Gary Gillespie Israel, son of internationally acclaimed artist Dorothy Gillespie, as well as Dorothy's friend Francis Hawk, who coordinated the local centennial celebration. Dorothy Gillespie, selected works from the Radford University collection, runs through February 26th at the Wilma W. Daniels Gallery on the campus of Cape Fear Community College. In addition to the Daniels Gallery exhibit, other works are on view at other venues.
We brought them here in June, and they were divided between the Arboretum, and they have five different exhibits of her sculptures in the Arboretum. And then Cameron Art Museum has three different exhibit areas. And then the final installation of the Rockefeller centerpieces was installed just before the opening at the Wilma Daniels Gallery, but they are over the entrance to the gallery.
Gary, are you surprised by your mother's celebrity?
Well, I knew early on growing up that she was special, but I had no idea. No, not a clue. I knew she had a lot of shows and in museums, that type of thing, but I didn't know the connections she made. After my mother died, I explored her life and found out all these connections she had. That's the true story about my mother. Her art is secondary.
Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.